speaking about secession,
yeah,
because I've been watching a lot of soccer. Like, I'm not even joking, a lot. Okay. I've been playing a lot of FIFA. You know the scene where he tells his dad, like, I bought the Hearts, the football team?
I have not seen Secession.
Oh, no?
I know, I'm left out. I know, I'm only aware of it because, like, it recently won, like, all the Emmys and, like, it just closed its
I liked it
last
a lot.
Season. I will get to it. I will get to the Bear, too.
I liked Barry better than Secession. Barry was hilarious to me. But there's a scene in Secession where Roman goes up to Brian Cox, Logan Roy, and he goes, hey, Dad, I bought the Hearts, which is a football team in Scotland, because he's from Scotland. And he goes, the Hearts? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you mean the football team? And he goes, yeah. And then he was like, that's your team, right? And he's like, I'm Hibs, Hibernian, which is a rival team.
Yeah. When you're talking, like, especially European football, I'm lost.
Well, it was hilarious because it's, like, the same. It's, like, if somebody.
Can you compare it to any American sport?
Yeah, like, it's, like.
It's, like, if someone bought the Mets instead of the Yankees.
I was going to say that. Or I was going to say, like, you go to up to a Giants fan and
so
being, like.
They bought the Jets?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay.
Or, like, a Brooklyn Nets, Knicks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
We got to be a little more broad about this, though. People may not live in the tri-state area.
That's true. That's true. I did call it
Red Sox, Yankees.
I feel like that's European football, not soccer. So that's as much as you're gonna get out of me as far as soccer goes. I used to play soccer as a kid.
What position?
Do you remember? Well, it was Pylanders, so they just put me anywhere. But I really liked goalie and offense, but I hated defense.
If I play like five aside, I like to be like a, like I played when I was on tour, I played like a left back. So that's like defending, but you run up and you like try, you like help with the play. And also I like, CDM, center defending midfielder. Cause you can just stand there and dictate play, like where to go.
Who's your favorite player
of all time?
Yeah.
Zidane. Okay. Zinedine Zidane. You know him?
No. Me personally, my favorite player, Air Bud.
Air Bud. Yeah. Yes, dude.
Yeah. Well, I know he plays a bunch of sports. I know he's mainly made for basketball, but he's a pretty good soccer player.
Zidane, he played he's an attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
He played for Real Madrid.
Okay.
With David Beckham.
Okay.
He played on Juventus.
But can he play basketball, football? Volleyball,
he can
and baseball.
Skateboard. He can play tennis.
He can
tennis.
Skateboard. That is actually pretty
he
cool.
He can play tennis.
That is pretty cool.
Well, he can like ride a skateboard, but so
he probably wouldn't. He wouldn't want to injure himself doing any tricks like that.
Well, he hasn't played since 2006.
Okay.
Because
oh wow, okay.
He retired, but he continued to play international. Mm-hmm. So he already won the World Cup in 1998, and then Brazil won in 2002, and then 2006. You have France and Italy in the World Cup final. They both went in tied, and Zidane was already retired from club football or club soccer. He was just playing international, and he was the captain too. So it's extra time right before extra time's about to end, and it's going to go to penalties. He asks like one Italian guy, Materazzi, he asks him, you want to switch shirts after the game? And he goes, I'd rather have your sisters. So Zidane literally ran a little bit ahead of him, turned around, and headbutted him in the chest and got a red card. He got sent off, and France lost. France lost in the World Cup final.
The game?
Yeah, but he's a legend.
Yeah. Wait.
He is a legend. Thierry Henry was on that team.
Do they ever forgive him for that?
Who?
For costing them the game by headbutting someone?
Yeah, like, because his sister and his mom were in the hospital at that time.
Okay.
So people were literally like, I respect it. Because that's not the first time he headbutted someone either.
I guess it's like Luis Suarez.
You know Luis Suarez?
No.
He's bitten three people.
When you talk about soccer, I'm sorry. I'm completely lost. Like, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How are you not bored when the score is just like 0-0 most of the time?
I can be bored. I'm not even joking. Okay. Like, but that's the thing. Like, if I religiously try to watch every Liverpool game because I'm a Liverpool fan.
Okay.
But I also like watching other teams. Like I don't like Man City. I like De Bruyne. He's their captain. Insane player. I like to watch them because even though if the score's like 0-0, 1-1, they're constantly on the attack. Or like if other teams are on the attack.
I feel like the perfect environment for a football game is like the stadium, of course, just being...
Or a bar.
Batshit drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, chanting.
Yeah.
You're fucking shite, Chelsea, or something like that, you know?
I know the Five Nation Army is a big...
Seven Nation Army. I think that's Bournemouth. Yeah. It's either... it's not Brentford. I think Bournemouth uses that as their anthem. I know that Liverpool does You'll Never Walk Alone, but they also do One Kiss. One kiss is all it takes. I was actually going to ask you a sports question. What do you think's a bigger rivalry? Do you think it's Yankees Mets or do you think it's Red Sox Yankees?
Oh, Red Sox Yankees, easy. Yeah. Yankees Mets is an artificial try to.
I'm a Mets fan.
You can't even compare. So. Yeah, I know, but like we're not. I'm sorry. This is kind of a diss to the Mets, but like you can't. You haven't been around long enough to have to have beef.
The history isn't that deep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the history's just not deep enough, and like. We're not even in the same division. It's like not natural for us to be rivals. We're only natural rivals because we live in the same city. But like Queens and the Bronx are two different. And the Yankees are so popular that there's fans everywhere.
Yeah.
They're not Mets fans anywhere.
Isn't it like the top selling logo?
Yeah. Like
around the world, right?
The Mets are just not as popular as the Red Sox or Yankees. Boston has a lot to do with that, a big thing too, because it's just such a passionate. I'll just say that.
I saw your face trying, like making some mannerisms that like, you're gonna kind of regret it's in case the Departed came into play.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to end up like the hand of the Jack Nicholson hand in the Departed. Let's just say yeah. That.
I seldomly watch baseball. I play MLB The Show sometimes. Yeah. I made a starting pitcher called Joey Noodles. And he got drafted by the Mets, but he plays for AA right now. And I play on the easiest difficulty. He's pitched 6 games and already has 87 strikeouts.
What wait, what a version of MLB The Show you have?
23, 22. Oh. I forget.
I have, I think, 14.
Oh, 14? Oh, that's classic, dude.
Yeah. Well, it was just because it was the
FIFA exclusive. 14 is a great game.
I have FIFA 15 up there.
Also a great game.
I had it because it was exclusive to the PS4 at the time.
I have it on Xbox because it went to Xbox.
Actually, pretty fun. You didn't expect the baseball game to be fun, but like it's actually the pitching specifically is fun.
Yeah, I like the pitching mechanics, especially in the newer ones, you can choose how you want to pitch, whether you use the analog stick or you go by buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I just do the buttons. So, like, you know, depending how your stats are in pitching and what pitch you're about to throw, if it's like breaking or like a four seam, it'll like go all the way to the top and then go back down, and you have to get it right in that like nice zone and you just aim it, compared to like doing the analog stick. That's too much, you know. Then I might as well play Skate 3 if I want to use the analog stick like that, you know.
True. I haven't gotten into gaming too much recently. I don't know,
I've just been playing FIFA. I've been going through the Assassin's Creed Ezio trilogy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like Altair the best. I think he's like the most badass assassin, but the best assassin is Ezio, easily. All the other Assassin's Creed games besides like Black Flag and like Assassin's Creed 3,
Brotherhood. You found a brother?
Well, yeah, that's a part of the trilogy. Oh, so okay. It's two Brotherhood revelations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm almost done with two.
I
just
assumed there was one, two, and three. I didn't know.
No, well, there's one, which is just Assassin's Creed with Altair,
mm-hmm.
which that takes place in like the Holy Land. So like Jerusalem and Syria.
It's been a while, man. Stuff. These games are like almost 20 years old now, so almost coming up that.
Don't remind me. I remember being in like CCD when I was like 10, and we would talk about Gears of War 2 and Gears of War 1, and we would talk about Assassin's Creed.
Halo 2 turns 20 years old. which is crazy.
I see the original Xbox. I have mine in my room too. I have
this. I used to
play. I have the game of the year, Combat Evolved, and I have an original copy of Halo 2. Yeah, nah. I'm trying to think. Were you a Call of Duty kid?
A little bit, but like, I'll be honest. My parents weren't huge on the shooting games. Like, they were, I don't know, they were very, like, restrictive when it comes to, like, guns and shit like that. Like, they allowed me to watch horror movies, but they never allowed me to get, like, a Nerf gun for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they thought I would be, like, obsessed with, like, guns and shit like that. And mind you, I was born in 2001, so that's, like, 2 years after Columbine. So, I understand, but I don't know. I was left out of that whole MW2. I had to sneak it. But you know what? I got GTA before I got Call of Duty.
I'm the opposite. Because I didn't get GTA until I was like,
they saw
nine.
It more as a driving game than as a shooting game.
But the back literally says strong sexual content, blood. But
I think their big thing was like guns specifically, like just the game being about like guns.
Hey, honestly, like GTA 4, you don't get a gun until like,
well, that's what I mean.
10 missions in or something, you know?
It's a very slow game, GTA 4, if you remember. I love it. You have to drive him to his house at first.
Let's go bowling. Jin. Ooh, a GameCube.
Oh yeah, that's also there.
Finding Nemo
on GameCube?
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had it for the PS2, but I remember being in like a barber shop or like something like that in Point Pleasant Borough when I was like 5 years old or something like that, and in the waiting room they had a video game thing. And they had Finding Nemo, and I had it at home, so I was just playing it, and then I went home after my haircut and just played it some more. That and the Shrek video game were pretty, and the Jimmy Neutron game. Oh my god.
Tie-in video games were probably peak in that around that time.
I see you have a Pulp Fiction sweatshirt on. I was actually, last night, cause it, like, I go to bed really late, because, like, I work, I do closing shifts. So, I can't fucking think. I was watching some, and, Quentin Tarantino was saying how, Bruce Willis, he was, like, top three actors in the world at that time, and, he never thought that he could get him for Butch, and he met him at a party or something like that. And he's like, I read your script. I would love to play Vincent. And then he goes, I kind of have John Travolta for that role. And then Bruce Willis goes, oh, well, I would love to play Jules. I know he's like black and everything, but maybe he could be like a hipster dude. And he's like, let me think about it. And he took a day. And then he's like, nah, like I like can't do it. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, but do me a favor, read the script one more time with you as Butch, and if you don't answer, you don't answer, like, you know. And he goes, okay, I will. And then he called him back like the next day and was like, I'm in.
I think he was a big fan of Reservoir Dogs. That gave him a lot of clout.
Yeah, that's what they were mentioning. Yeah, I forget whose house he was at, though. Was it at a party somewhere?
It's kind of crazy how these things happen in Hollywood. It's just a get to know you thing.
Yeah,
you just happen to be in.